British filmmaker Sally Potter is known for taking on difficult subjects. Her latest film is called Yes. The title comes from the last word of James Joyce's novel Ulysses, but it's inspired by the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Howie Mobshevitz of Colorado Public Radio reports.
In Yes, Joan Allen plays a character known only as She, an American-Irish biologist who lives in London with her cold British husband. She has an affair with He, played by French-Lebanese-Armenian actor Simone Abkarian. He was a surgeon in Beirut, but when he fled to London, he could only get work as a cook. Every word of dialogue is spoken in iambic pentameter.
Do you believe in God? She didn't, so I had to pray at school and then go back home and say that I thought reason was the way, the light, that God was dead. This was a Catholic school. It had his catechism, fear of hell, fear of punishment as well.
To pull off the rhymes, writer and director Sally Potter told her actors to think about hip-hop, not Shakespeare.
In rap, in hip-hop, people bring together, again, in a long kind of flow of playful rhyming language, the big, big issues of the day. God, sex, love, relationships, war, guns, hate, and so on. So I think Versus is an incredibly alive way of showing somehow the deep recesses of the mind where we don't think in paragraphs and in sentences, we think in a kind of long river of flow. So I thought, well, okay, try and write it for the cinema, try and do it for the screen and see how it works.
It works pretty well, according to Karen Durbin, film critic for Elle magazine.
I was thinking about recommending this movie to various friends. Just nice, intelligent people, but who are regular moviegoers. They are not film buffs or whatever. And, you know, I wouldn't be honest if I didn't tell them that the dialogue was in verse. And so I'm going to start out on the defensive because immediately I'm going to say, but I promise you, it's very subtle. You'll love it. It'll fall beautifully on your ear. You will, after a while, forget it completely. You'll be so drawn into the story. I really want people to see this movie. I think that in the best possible way, it's mind expanding.
I need to wash you. Yes. From head to toe.
What did you say?
How can you doubt me so?
Wash me? Do you see some dirt? Can you not see how your words hurt?
Divinity.
Oh, don't call me that. It isn't me.
In long afternoons, I felt your lovely arms about me, tasted you, and known the charms of flesh on flesh, of skin on lovely skin. But when your blood is cooling, it's a sin to turn...
Wait, now, wait. Blood? Sin? What's happening?
I have remembered who I am.
For the actors in Yes, speaking in verse turned out to be easier and more effective than they expected, says Joan Allen.
The rhythm of it became just very much part of the fabric of the acting as well. I didn't approach the character any differently. It became very natural, and it was incredibly easy to memorize, much easier to memorize than most material, because it had a rhythm and a musicality to it, but also with all the meaning attached to it as well.
Allen says the story of a cross-cultural love affair could produce a preachy film, but the very artificiality of poetry as dialogue actually made the conversation believable. And that was essential to filmmaker Sally Potter.
This isn't a lecture about the current global situation. It's two individuals, both of whom we can love, both of whom we can understand their perspective, and maybe that will help us as a kind of microcosmic example get some kind of insight into the dynamic of this very, very difficult moment we find ourselves in historically.
To take on a complicated history that has divided cultures for centuries, Potter says she needed a simple story.
It's a woman in an unhappy marriage, meets a man, they're attracted, they start to have an affair. Where does it go? It's as simple as that. It's the oldest story that exists, really. Two lovers who try to love each other, but there is an obstacle in the way. That was the basis of Romeo and Juliet. Well, here we're dealing with a global feud, East and West.
To play the role of He, Simone Abkarian drew on his own complicated personal history. He was born in France to parents who had fled Lebanon in 1958. His Armenian grandparents had themselves fled to Lebanon during the Turkish massacre of Armenians in 1915. Abkarian says, like his character, he feels, in his words, out of his place.
Luckily, I became an actor. Because being an artist, being an actor, you can open another point of view on the world and you can develop another understanding and create spaces that you can relate with people, even if different, you know. And the thing that Sally did with this film, she started writing the script right after 9/11. 10/11, she started to write. And the film is telling that we have to know who we are, even if we don't like each other. You know, it's important to know about the other.
The loss of identity, the difficulty people have expressing themselves, and the burden of history are just some of the themes Yes tries to address. They're summed up by a house cleaner who sees them as just the dirt generated by people as they go about their daily lives.
They say my cleaning is the best they've ever known. But cleanliness, of course, is an illusion. Those of us who clean as a profession know the deeper source of dirt is always there. You can't get rid of it. You cannot hide or put a lid on it as long as human life is there. It's us.
Filmmaker Sally Potter.
There's a place where the furthest extreme of scientific exploration, whether it's in physics or in microbiology, meets the furthest outreach of spiritual thought and philosophical thought in many disciplines. They all seem to arrive at the same place, which is where all is interconnected, all is interdependent, all is impermanent. And that's really what the cleaner is addressing through her own look at the metaphysics of dirt and dust. I came to love cleaners more and more as I wrote her monologue. I have great respect for those who clean up after us.
Yes, Sally Potter's movie about the mess we make for ourselves opened in theaters this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofsovitz.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm John Idstein.